Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
And the Brandon Ayuk practice window will not open this week. You know whose practice window did open this week?
Whose?
Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Whoa.
With severe surgical turf toe. And he will not play this week for the Bengals. And I don't know. I feel like at the quarterback position, I would probably term next week as doubtful as well. But you could see Joe Burrow, in effect, almost as quickly as you saw Brock Purdy. And Joe's injury was of the very serious variety, and he underwent surgery. While Brock has largely practiced in some level for most of this time, certainly since the Jacksonville game, he practiced on a limited basis now for weeks. So that didn't work out.
No, it's a head-scratcher, and it makes you wonder, like, should they have gone ahead and, like, shut him down and put him on IR and given him 4 weeks of, you know, not even doing anything, but they tried to rest him, and then they played him, and he got hurt again, and so here we are.
Here's what Kyle Shanahan said today with regard to what he needs to see from Brock Purdy this week to actually start him in Arizona.
With all this time off, do you want to see Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practices from Brock, pretty much no limitations before you start him?
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of what we want to see it, want to hear from him, and want three aggressive practices, and want to make sure he feels good after all of them each day, too.
Okay, so that's what we're looking for and waiting for. I know you and Steiny, yep, and it feels like others, and I get it. The sound of the word choice that reporters and Kyle were using as of yesterday made you feel like Brock's going to start this weekend. You still feel that way listening to that?
Depends on what happens on Wednesday. Like, he wants three aggressive practices, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You take the one reps, you take them all, and then you'll play. That's, to me, ultimately what we're looking at. And he could say what he wants on Monday, and I know that Brock is probably getting better. He hasn't played in, what, 8 weeks or 6 weeks?
It's
been 6 weeks? A month and a half?
The Jacksonville game was week four, right? And this was week 10.
Yeah. So
6 weeks.
Right. And so for me, like, if he's able to go Wednesday and get all the reps and then Thursday all the reps and then Friday, yeah, he'll play. But short of that, no, he's not going to play.
You want him to play?
I mean, yeah, I do. I do.
I'm surprised by how many people I hear not even want Brock Purdy to play.
And I don't get that. Like, Mac Jones yesterday, he was great. Like, he was great, and the Rams were up 21-0, and so they played, like, super soft. And so, yeah, Mac was able to, like, do what he did.
No, he's been great all year.
He's been great.
Yeah. Again, for what he's being asked to do.
Three,
yeah,
right?
He's good.
Right.
He's done a very, very nice job.
And yesterday, I think, was a case where you look at the numbers and you go, wow, I mean, Mac Jones was, what, 32 of 38 or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, eye popping. But when you actually watch the game, you realize that the Rams were they were up so big that they kind of just like laid back and chilled.
I mean, you can say it that way. I'm not going to disagree with you, but at the same time,
I'm not disrespecting what he did.
It's like you do what the defense is dictating you do. And if you do it well and you make good choices and you deliver the ball on time in the right spot, then I'm going to say, hey, you did a really good job at playing quarterback.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I don't necessarily go into these games looking for something that looks all like brilliant and shiny. I just want you to make good decisions and take care of the football. And I agree that he did that again yesterday. I don't even really hold that interception against him.
No.
At all. For two reasons. Well, one of which, just because it's a fourth down.
Yeah.
And when you're pressured up the middle on a fourth down, you're going to, as you should, you're going to try to force something. And he did, and it got picked. But also because that was actually first down and the refs done screwed it up. So
from the previous play.
Yes, the previous play was the offsetting penalties, and the penalty was not a penalty on the 49ers, but they called it. They just made
and
up
Dean
a penalty.
And Dean Blandino was like, I thought that he came set.
So did Tom Brady. They're like, that's just flat out not an illegal shift.
And so they did fourth and four again, and then, you know, you have to throw the pick and whatever. And even at that, you're down by 15, so even if they got that conversion, they scored, whatever, you're still down 7 or 8. You're probably not going to win, but I agree with you that that was kind of a, you know, Bull Schmidt.
Go ahead. Yeah. Bull Schmidt. Yep. Say it with your chest.
I did.
The refs.
You better be careful.
The refs screwed it up.
That one, and there were a few other ones that I thought that were, you know, probably PI that they didn't call, but, you know, that's just football.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Okay. 888-957-9570. I told you earlier that I do have one brief officiating rant.
Oh boy. But it's
not
ready.
But it's not like the Niners should have won the game. Like, it's none of that crap.
Right.
I'm gonna use one play from last night or yesterday afternoon as an example of a broader thing that, to me, we ought to consider allowing into the game. So I'll do that in just a little bit.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I'm with you. I think that the playoffs are still on the table. What'd you say the Vegas odds were for the Niners to make the playoffs?
They're -350.
Okay, I want everyone to hear that. Say that again.
-350.
And now translate for people what that means if they don't speak gambling.
That means that they are heavy, heavy favorites to actually be the 7th seed and make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I want everyone to let that sink in.
Yes.
Let that sink in. Because after losses, it's very easy to get the dukes up and start firing on all things. Check this out. Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 707. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you texting. Means a lot. I hope you pulled over to do it. I don't know why you guys try to find excuses for the loss. They're trash. Management gave up on the team. Next year, no guarantee. Vets just getting older. See, to me, that's an overly negative spin on where we sit. First of all, they are decidedly not trash. I find it to be unbelievable based on we're looking at that the 49ers are 6-4 and minus 350 to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Their starting quarterback's played two games. How many games has George Kittle played? Four?
Yeah.
Four games?
Four or five. Yeah.
Four or five games for George Kittle. How many games has Ricky Pearsall played? Four?
Yeah.
Four or five football games. Brandon Ayuk's played no football games. Nick Bosa played three football games. Fred Warner played four or five football games. The fact that they're 6-4, this is decidedly, unequivocally, by definition, not trash. Now, the one that's interesting in there is management gave up on the team. I think that's a heavy-handed way of saying it, but I do still have some feelings about last Tuesday and the 49ers not making a move going into this particular week, sitting at 6-3, and if anyone thought that the pass rush would look different than that, then you were sold a bill of goods.
Right.
Like, they should have known that. I think they did. I think they did know that it was going to look like that.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.